You're listening to Season 6, Episode 16, Hell's Bells. All hell breaks loose at Xander and Anya's wedding after a man claiming to be from the future convinces Xander that Anya's future life will be far better without him. My name is Stephanie.
This is Kimberly.
I'm not Gabby.
And I'm Illyrio.
And I'm not Gabby either.
I'm Gabby.
Oh no, you're not.
Or awesome.
Gabby could not be with us tonight. She is dealing with work stuff.
Okay, there was something about, I don't know, someone got
accepting
in trouble.
Accepting this podcast on her behalf is Robin!
I'm assuming that there's going to be a commentary.
Yes, I believe you're correct.
So.
Or free feedback. Maybe.
How's bells, guys?
Okay, I feel like this is difficult to talk about because I feel like if we react, say, this is the worst episode ever. I hate this episode. This is so depressing. This is so sad. Then you're going to assume, oh, well, they never get back together. But if we're like, oh, well, you know, yeah, it's kind of sad, but, you know, it's okay. Or whatever. I don't know. You would assume, oh, well, they're going to get back together next week. So I feel like it's going to be really hard to react to this.
Mm.
Well,
my
can
reaction
I react?
As I,
yes,
yeah, go ahead.
That's the best thing to do.
Because I loved this episode.
Okay.
Is it because you hate Anya so much? Is it because you hate Anya so much?
No, not at all. I thought Anya was perfect in this episode. She was.
Did you think Tara was the best maid of honor?
Ugh. Go away.
I thought that was your selling point.
No. I enjoyed this episode for what it was. I figured there wasn't going to be a wedding. If there was, it would have been between two random characters just so people can say there is a wedding, you know? But that didn't happen.
Oh,
so
you did.
I expected them. No, I didn't expect them to get married at all.
Huh.
Because if they did, it would have been too perfect. You know what I mean? There has to be some sort of drama in Sunnydale.
But it wasn't Buffy's birthday.
To get married at all. No, it wasn't. But I didn't expect them to get. I don't know why. It's just that's the reason I had. I kept thinking, okay, what's going to happen to make them get married? And then when that guy's like, you don't recognize me, I'm like, is that Xander from the future? And then he said that, I was like, oh hell yes. I thought it was great. I really liked it. I wouldn't say that I was like, this is the best episode ever, but I wouldn't say that, oh damn, this episode was the worst. I liked it. I liked
this
it a
is
lot.
In honor of Krelvin and the circus folk. I would like to react to this episode in the following manner. Xander Harris, go fuck yourself.
Why?
Apart from that, I thought
Why?
This episode was amazing. Why what? Why should he go fuck himself?
Yeah.
Because given a tiny little bump at the wedding,
mm-hmm.
he wimps out in the most colossal way possible. And For those of you who have already heard my commentary, you've heard me complain, and you've heard me.
But it's not like his doubts came out of left field. You know what I mean?
I know.
Like,
we were aware of his doubts since Once More with Feeling.
But
that was resolved when they realized that their wedding and their marriage wasn't the same thing. And this old man, he played one. He made Xander look like a big dumb. And I was really, really pleased that when I said, wait, this is Xander from the future or something. And it turned out that he was, but then it turned out that he wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a way that Anya read a line later that made me think that, oh man, maybe he is. And then immediately changed my mind again. The entirety of the episode was fantastic. Well executed. It was funny. It was charming. It was sad. It was depressing. And it also made me do something I haven't done in a very long time, which is hate Xander's guts. You know, and the last time I hated Xander's guts, he was cheating on Cordelia. And
what's it with tuxedos?
For him to... That's a very good point, Robin. I didn't consider that point.
Don't put him in tuxedo, or he'll totally disappoint you.
Don't put him in a tux. I tell you, yeah. I was I thoroughly enjoyed this episode. I can't stand what Xander did and how he just wimped out. It's awful, terrible.
Yeah,
I think you have
sure. There's doubt.
I think you have to consider the, you know, decades of abuse he's had under his parents.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to warp his view of relationships.
His dad is a complete dick.
His failing was mostly not talking about his doubts until they all built up on that one day.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he's been scared of their relationship since it started, but they made it very clear in the musical episode.
Yeah, but Xander is a scared human. Xander's scared.
Yeah. Yes.
He's scared.
I'm not saying Xander's right. I'm just trying to explain why he waited till the day of the wedding to...
So it works for you, Jason, that he walked out.
Oh, absolutely.
It makes sense.
Me too.
I never expected them to get married.
Not confused, or I don't think it doesn't make sense. I just think he's being a total and other just idiot. And he shouldn't have done it.
Do you think if, for whatever reason, if Xander was marrying Buffy, he would have walked out?
Yes, anybody.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. I think he can get into a healthy relationship space, but it has to start with talking about these fears, and he's never talked about them.
I don't know. It depends how much he would cherish Buffy as somebody he's lucky to have. He honestly, almost his entire relationship with Anya, it's him saying, oh, come on, Anya, stop being dumb. You know?
Yeah.
He has a fierce loyalty to Buffy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Whereas with Buffy, he'd, I guess, throw his back out and defending her. But, yeah. I mean, I hate to simplify their relationship, but I really do think, like, if, like, he got Anya because their relationship started with her being like in love with him or wanting to try a relationship with him because his arms are big. And with Buffy, it's like
four arms,
painting like a dog forever.
Mm-hmm. But when the old man showed him the future, all their rifts sort of began with Buffy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, it's all because in this, you know, nightmare that he created, he hurt himself defending her and then ended up getting her killed. So then turns into an alcoholic.
Yeah, I think he's faking the injury for the benefits.
Insurance. Because, but his hell also is a world without Buffy. Never mind a world with Anya. It's a world without Buffy.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. Spoiling us all over the place with that future vision. Bastards.
Right, old man.
Yeah. I like that Xander gets a little paunch to show his old age, and Anya gets this horrible face goop on her to show that she's old.
Yeah.
That was not a good makeup job.
I think it was just his paunch. I think they didn't mean to make him up at all.
No, I think they put certain clothes on him to make him look
thicker.
Make him look stocky. And
well, he was wearing the tux through the entire flashback. It wasn't like they were making it look like he was future.
Yeah, he was still the same age, and he was wearing the tux.
Yeah,
but he's, I mean, Nicholas Brandon is in shape.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Xander is kind of duffy looking, kind of stocky and what's the word? What is it where little boys wear what's the size jeans that little
husky?
Husky. That's the word.
Husky.
Yeah, I had me a lot of husky jeans as a kid myself.
I think in Canada we had a brand of sneaker called Husky.
Oh, yeah.
But that's because it's guys. Canada. And,
It was named just after
Husky's
the dog.
A dog. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we all have dog sleds to go to school in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Speaking of, it is snowing at Rachel Horn's house right now.
What?
Yep.
Yes.
It's hot as balls here.
It's because she doesn't like Alberta. Games in the TV series. That's the only reason why.
In Alberta. In Alberta, they have a little bit of snow today. Calgary area, Edmonton area.
That's nuts. So bizarro.
Why would you live there?
Well, I mean, it's out of the ordinary. This is part of climate change. Which I wish someone had warned us.
32 degrees Celsius here.
They don't understand.
Whatever that is in Fahrenheit. But it was like 1,000 degrees with the humidity. Gosh, I hate humidity. Mm.
Humidity is fantastic. It keeps my baguettes from going stale.
Didn't you, Illyria?
I enjoyed it.
Oh, how was the wedding in Florida?
It was fantastic. If you checked my Instagram, it's like being there.
It was. I felt like I was there on the dance floor.
Dance floor and wedding photos and all. It was great. It was lovely. It was.
I have to go check that out.
You do. Also, we have a new kitten.
Yes, I saw Crocodile.
Croco.
Croco, beware.
He's fantastic.
Just what a little girl needs.
Yeah, and unfortunately she hogs him. And her brother's not too pleased. Because, you know, he wants to play with the cat too. He has a gentle heart. So yeah. I gotta tell you guys, this episode started off with some really, really crappy dresses. And then continued to kind of be the stereotypical wedding thing, and
but it was at odds,
and
it was great how like Anya was being very deconstructionalist about the whole wedding thing, like not breaking down like what she's willing to make vows about, and also like why can't I see him? That doesn't make any sense. We're gonna believe in these stupid traditions. Like I just want him to see me in my dress like immediately, you know. I thought it was beautiful.
I love the whole the trope about telling the bride a lie. Why are they stalling the wedding? You know, that's such a trope that you've seen a million times.
He had to go deliver a baby. Was it a C-section or something?
I love that Buffy starts talking about the minister and then getting into minotaurs and then talking about bulls. And then later she's like making, what was it? She was making jokes about a bull or something. Like she was just obsessed with bulls this episode.
She was doing charades.
Yeah.
Oh, and when she did that, somebody called out, come on, Robin, help me out.
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Lauren's last name.
Krebler and Swath?
Yeah. Deathwalk Clan?
Deathwalk Clan, yes.
Yeah.
Somebody called that out?
Yeah.
Ha!
I didn't think that Buffy and Dawn's dresses were that bad. It was just the, like, scale lizard like sleeves on the
it was the yellow green color.
Yeah, and the sleeves were like, they look like scales on the other girls because they had like three or four, like, yeah, it was so ugly.
Yeah,
I would.
I think Tara looked very pretty.
Yeah. Well, she usually wears things like that. Willow was talking about how disappointed she was she couldn't wear a tux. I would have really loved to see that.
That would have been great. That would have been great.
My best man was a woman. She wore a dress.
Oh, yeah? That's cool.
Willow says, I'm supposed to be best man. Shouldn't I be Marlene Dietrich-y in a dashing tuxedo number? Marlene Dietrich was a singer, actress with a deep voice who appeared in the movies The Scarlet Empress, Shanghai Express, Destry Rides Again, A Foreign Affair, Touch of Evil. She famously wore a tuxedo.
Yeah, like, I remember watching this this thing in a sociology class, how he had about masculine and feminine, what the norm was, and they always did Dietrich and how she would walk in wearing a tuxedo, and she always looked so freaking fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's gorgeous, but anyways, that's neither here nor there.
Well, and you know, like Coco Chanel, her famous dresses or famous suits, they're, you know, they're not feminine.
Based off tuxedos.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lady in a nice tailored suit looks really good. Not a suit like Scully wears in the X-Files, but like
a nice suit. Wear a zoot suit. What are you talking about?
Those shoulder pads made her look very zoot suit.
Oh my gosh.
Zoot suits though?
Yeah. Might as well have been.
They were so oversized and tapered. Yep. Oh! Zoot.
Well, there was a baby.
That is true. I just remember the season one finale, her running and it ballooned up, and I was like, oh, I can't look at her. Anyways, let's go on.
I thought Xander's dad was Woja Hoetz, but I'm wrong. And
oh, let's go back to when Willow was talking to Xander in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
She said, you know, she was like, oh, the XY chromosome looks pretty good in a tux. And she said, you know, if I hadn't figured out I was a lesbian, you, me, and four more.
Yeah, what was that about? The four more.
Four more chromosomes. It's talking about when they cheated on like we were talking about at the beginning.
No, I know, but what's the four more?
It says formal wear.
Formal wear.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I heard four I more, like you're going to have four kids.
She said four more, too.
Why can't these actors enunciate?
Yeah, jeez.
That's the only nitpick I have about Peter Capaldi.
It's just because he's Scottish.
Mumble mouth. Mush mouth. Hey, I have some audio feedback from Moira Bound.
Please.
Let's have a listen. Okay. It's loading.
Hi, potential cast. It's Moira. I just watched Hell's Bells. Have to admit, the opening sequence when they were staring at their dresses, I totally called that. yeah, there's almost nothing more hideous than bridesmaids' dresses. They're just evil. I kind of laughed because we had the classic, you know, setup of supposedly future self coming back to see present day self, and that happened recently in an X-Files episode, and it was pretty goofy there too, but this was a neat twist that it was actually somebody getting their revenge on Yanka. Have to confess, even though, you know, I said earlier I wasn't all that into the whole Xander on your wedding thing, I was sad to see them break up, and I don't quite understand it. I mean, Xander, everybody gets cold feet, and I'm not completely sure I understand why he decided now to just, you know, quit. Anyway, it made my heart kind of break for Anya. It really did. Also, as an aside, she looked absolutely stunning. Her hair was beautiful, and she looked great in that dress, and the end when she was so sad. It was just heartbreaking. So she's going to go bad now, I guess. That's what's going to happen, right? Yes? I'm not so sure that's how I wanted this to play out. I can see actually why people don't find season 6 their favorite season in all kinds of ways. Anyway, not much else to say. I want to see what Anya does next, and I guess I'll just have to tune in. I think I'm going to just play the next one. All right, till next time, take care.
Ooh. Bye. Thanks, Moira.
Hells Bells got 3 Emmy nominations: Outstanding Hairstyling, Outstanding Makeup, and Outstanding Makeup for a Series Prosthetic.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Well, the makeup is all the alien stuff. I'm sorry. Oh.
Yeah.
Demons.
Yeah. Aliens.
I just started playing Mass Effect 3, so I have aliens in my brain.
Yeah, Emma Caulfield looked gorgeous. That dress was beautiful. They said $5,000 and 5 biddings.
The dress was
fantastic. I
was
expecting maggots and burlap. Hello. Didn't get it.
I thought her hair looked like a rat's nest, but that's just me.
What?
Ooh. I didn't like how her hair looked because it was 2 different colors. Oh. You could easily tell it was hair extensions, but I'm being super nitpicky because I love hair and hair extensions, obviously. But yeah, I don't know why everyone's like. Honestly, I don't know why everyone hates Xander. I mean, because I felt the wedding wasn't going to happen. I was just like, okay, yeah, and
yeah.
I think that it's natural for most females to come down hard on a male that leaves the bride at the altar. You know, because a wedding, you're supposed to have the happily ever after, and he's having cold feet.
He didn't even want to
marry her. He proposed to her when he thought that the world was going to end.
The blame lies solely on Xander. There is no way you can blame Anya for this at all. So
I'm not blaming Anya at all, but I'm just saying he never should have proposed to her because he only proposed to her because he thought they were going to die.
Right.
So he should
agreed.
Have called it off a long
however,
time ago.
However, he at one point says something to the effect of, if I make this mistake, it'll be forever. And I immediately bursted with, that's stupid. If it's a mistake, you get a divorce. It's not forever.
Except
you're just freaked out. You're just freaked out because some old man got you doubting more. And you know what? Stop being the kind of human being that's afraid to take any risks and make the greatest decision of your life, which is to join up with someone who recognizes what love is and that you and her are love. And what a horrible, horrible, horrible self-hating person Xander Harris is. Boo! Boo, Xander. As heartily as I've ever booed anyone on Big Bang Theory, I boo him.
But look at the example of his parents and his crazy extended family.
So what? You're not always going to be your parents. You could always learn from them to not do that stuff.
Yeah, but he doesn't. He only knows what he knows. I'm playing devil's advocate here because I
understand
everything
Kim,
you're saying.
I'm just being a full-on hater for Xander right now. It's okay. But the idea of him just kind of giving up? Come on, man. What a jerk.
Yeah.
He's worse than Pinochet.
He's what?
Never mind. Wow. There are 2 people on this planet that get that reference. And neither of them listen to the podcast.
That is
stretched. Neither of them listen to the podcast. It's okay. All right. Very quick explanation for that horrible joke. I was in university once and we were talking about Pinochet and the worst I could say at that point was, what a jerk. And so ever since now, every time I say what a jerk, I always add he's worse than Pinochet.
He was. Pinochet, though?
Augusto Pinochet. He was responsible for about 30,000 people being killed and or tortured in Chile. In 1973. Yeah. Awful, awful human. Xander's worse than him. Because he broke the heart of my Anya. My Anyanka's heart was broken. Broken by some meathead. Alright, well, I see, said it.
Me, okay, to me, this does not work because the drama is not earned because Xander is shown this terrible future, and then they tell him, Xander, that wasn't true. That was a lie. Well, I don't care. We're not getting married anyway. I mean, it just doesn't work.
Yeah, he's being a complete idiot. Doesn't work. Which is why I hate him, because anyone who would decide that is stupid.
No.
I don't think the vision. I buy that the vision isn't what made him not want to get married. Vision is what made him stop denying that he didn't want to get married.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. He didn't want to get married in the first place. He didn't need that old man to do that, but it just, I think it tipped him to like, whew, okay.
No, yeah, here's what happened. All of the walking in the rain led to slight hypothermia, which led to brain damage. And that's why he backed out. Because he was too stupid and brain damaged to understand that it was fake and that he should just get over it.
So what happens if they do get married and he's miserable? Are you just going to say, well, divorce time?
He gets a divorce. He gets a divorce. It's simple.
You do that before the wedding. If you don't want to get married, you don't get married before the wedding. You don't decide.
Exactly.
Like that.
So you go through a wedding just to make Anya happy for one day?
Not for at least a year. I'd give it a year at least.
I think they should have, he should have, I think the worst part was that he broke this news and then he's just like, well, you can take care of breaking the news to everybody. I'll just walk out.
Yeah, that was kind of weird.
Like, if you could be a decent human being and be like, this is my fault. I'm really sorry.
I'm sticking to my brain damage theory.
He didn't apologize to anyone.
Nope.
Was he going to, like, go on drugs and we're going to have a real life drug episode?
What?
Is he going to go on drugs and be a junkie? I hope so, stupid head. Uh-oh. No! No!
There was a deleted scene.
Oh, he wasn't it?
No, they just discussed why he wasn't there.
Oh.
Dawn says, I thought Xander and Anya couldn't afford flowers. Willow says, Giles sent them. Aren't they gorgeous? Dawn says, yeah, I wish Giles was here. Willow says, me too. And I'm sure he'd much rather be here than fighting that nasty demon.
Oh, okay.
Dawn says, D-A-E-M-O-N in England. It's D-A-E-M-O-N. Willow says, demon too, right? But Giles got responsibilities, and so Anya and Xander have flowers and flowers and more flowers. Oh, it's going to be so pretty.
Alrighty. I thought Giles might be in it because when I started this episode the previously on, it was Giles' voice. I was like, oh, maybe Giles.
But it's always Giles' voice.
Oh, is it? I never watch it, but I did this week. Never mind.
I'm gonna try to do this without being spoilerific, but I just wanted to ask Illyrio, getting to the end of this episode, do you want to revise any of your theories?
What? Jazz, which theory are you thinking of in particular?
I'm saying any, that's why I'm not being spoilerific.
Well, I'm disappointed because stupid Willow was touching Tara's hair. And Tara wasn't telling her to back off. Like, I mean, for Willow to turn bad, Tara needs to, like, not want to have anything to do with her, you know? And, I mean, if Anya's the one that goes bad, I'm going to be really disappointed. I mean, my original theory early on is I think it was Dahofrin who told Willow that she was very powerful potential. And I think that it's still going to be Willow turning bad and Dohafrin's going to be involved. I'm still convinced of that. I think that seed that was planted with us a long, 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 long time ago is going to come to fruition. But if it's Anya, maybe this is a red herring. Maybe Anya's not going to go bad. But Dohafrin's going to maybe notice Willow and then there's something's going to happen. So, I don't know. No, Willow's going to go bad.
Okay.
Hey, we have a voicemail. I'm going to play it.
All right.
Do it. Rockapella.
Hi, Jack. It's Carol. I said I'd leave a voicemail, and here I am for Hell's Bells.
Woo!
Now, I just saw that Illyrio posted an Illyria mentory for Hell's Bells that I haven't watched yet, so I don't know what anybody thinks, but I can tell you that this is the hardest episode for me to watch of all of Buffy. It's harder for me to watch than The Body, and that's saying a lot. I actually saw this episode after I hadn't seen any Buffy. I wasn't a fan of Buffy necessarily at that point because I just had not watched enough and didn't realize how awesome it was. I just ran into it in the middle of this episode, and I watched it, and I had been going through some really tough romantic times at that point, and it just hit home me for so many people I knew, so many of my friends, and people I've since have said that it didn't ring true for them, but it really, really rang true for me. I had just seen some version of this kind of thing so often that I remember thinking to myself, oh, my God, even a television show has gotten to the point of really understanding this dynamic and how insane people can be. And it was so depressing and so upsetting that I did not watch Buffy again until I heard that it was ending. And then I watched a little piece of it. And it was only after that in reruns that I started watching it from the beginning and realized, oh, wow, this is something quite different. And actually ended up loving season 6 and becoming my favorite, as I've said. But Hell's Bells is the toughest. I don't think it's a bad episode, but it is hard for me to watch. So I'm crying right there along with Anya by the end. I hope you all like it. I don't know if I can even use that word, but hope all is well. Thanks again for the podcast. Keep doing what you're doing. Bye.
Thank you, Carol.
Thank you, Carol.
That's nice to hear, you know, a personal story about the episode. I mean, I think Emma Caulfield's acting is outstanding. I mean, she did break my heart, even though I just didn't buy Xander's reaction.
I kind of feel like her. It's like I see too many relationships like this that don't end at the wedding. They really should end at the wedding or before. Too many of them go past it, and it's just misery for everyone involved.
It broke my heart watching this, because the more Anya was getting excited, and then she even said a line right before. I don't want to steal anyone's line, but I will, talking about how she can't wait to marry her best friend and spend the rest of her life. I was just like, don't say that, because it's not going to happen.
Oh, Anya.
That line broke my heart, because the way she delivered it and everything, I was like, oh, Anya, you're going to be so heartbroken.
Did Xander's parents live up to the hype?
Yeah, they did.
You know, we got Willow's parents and Buffy's parent, well, we never got Willow's dad, I guess, but we had to wait a long time to get Xander's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think they alluded to it probably all the way from season 1, right?
Yeah.
All the way from episode 1.
Yep.
when he was like in the basement and you know, all that stuff. But
their non-presence in this series, though, makes it like even harder to choke down the whole. Well, look at Xander's past. You know, look at Xander's parents. You know, if obviously he's not going to stick to it. I just hate that excuse because it's not even really a part of the series at all. It's almost as if you point out Buffy's problem with men by saying, well, you know, she's her dad left her when she was a kid. It's like, I don't know.
They've alluded to it enough times that his parents or his family's dysfunctional.
Yeah, but see, most of the time it's like humorous.
Really?
his restless thing is all about, you know, all about his dad.
Yeah.
I think that for any one of the main characters' family stuff, that, you know, where they have that internal struggle, I think with Xander it's been the most, like, for of all the characters.
Go back and watch this restless part again, too.
Mm.
It has more meaning now that you've seen this episode.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. His dad's an asshole.
He's not even Wojahowicz.
Okay. I have a question. I know quite a number of people who are either alcoholics or have alcoholic families. They did not have open bars at their weddings. That was the first rule, was not to have an open bar. Why does Xander have an open bar at his wedding?
Well, he did say something like, dumb. Hey, I told him not to serve before the wedding, but...
Well, didn't the dad say that he's paying for everything? So yep, maybe he said, there better be an open bar, I'm not paying for anything. But you can see even the struggle of the bartender when he's like, I'll take a double jack and whatever. And he was just like, the bartender was like, oh, what do I do? You know? And then he just ended up pouring it anyway. I was like, way to get overact there, extra. But other than that. Oh, yeah, because the dad was the only one drinking, right?
No, Uncle Rory was.
Uncle Rory.
Yeah, Irish coffee.
That's the worst human. I must say. Hey, Steph's not here. Hey, who wants to hear Gabby's feedback? I know I do. Yes.
Oh, I certainly do.
This voice memo is titled, Xander Can Suck It.
So she liked it?
Hey everybody, it is Gabby here. I am so sorry that I am unable to make it tonight to discuss Hell's Bells. All I can really say about this particular episode of television is that it made me so incredibly mad. It made me, like, I was seething with anger after watching it. And I know, I feel like a lot of other stuff probably went on besides the whole Anya getting left at the altar thing. But you know what? That overshadows everything. And you know what? All I gotta say is, fuck you, Xander. That is some absolute bullshit. You can be that easily tricked? That easily tricked? Obviously, your priorities are messed up, and you aren't ready, and you're selfish, and you don't love Anya as much as you've been professing to all this time. So you know what? A big old middle finger to Xander Harris. So there's a lot of hate. There's a lot of Xander hate. And I know I don't think I'm coming back from that. And my heart goes out to Anya. And I don't know what's going to go on next. But I am hoping that the end of the episode is the beginning of some really crazy shit. I want Anya to go full on vengeance demon on his ass. Full on. Anyway, so so that is how I felt about this particular episode, and it's almost a little better that I wasn't able to make the recording tonight, because it probably would have been an hour and a half of 2 hours me cursing like a truck driver making no sense and just spewing the hate, bringing the fucking hate. Anyway, so I am going to give this episode, I guess I'll rate it it, so we get that out of the way, so you can give you guys a rating. Let me see. I hated it. I hated it a lot. It made me super angry, but I don't hate it so much to give it like a one, because it obviously moved me to feel this passionately. But I still hate what happened. Oh, Xander's an asshole. So, I'm going to give it, I guess five. I'm going to give it 5 gutless bastards out of 10. And I'll throw a quote your way too. It's Anya. I, Anya, promise to cherish you. Ew, no, not cherish. I promise to have sex with you whenever I want. A pledge to be your friend and your wife and your confidant and your sex poodle. It was funny. All right. Anyway, enjoy the chit chats, and I'm willing to bet there's going to be a lot of passionate opinions about this as well, not just me. Peace out.
Yay.
Yeah, thanks, the sex poodle part came from, it was an inside joke between the writers. Jane Espenson calls herself that.
Oh.
God. Herself?
Yeah.
All right. That's fine.
I want to give Xander some praise, okay?
What?
For getting out of the marriage before it happened. Like, I think it'd be so much worse if they got married and then he's like, you know what? Nah. You know, I just think, oh, it's just so much better.
Xander Harris is a quitter. Xander Harris is a quitter. Xander Harris is like that kid who plays his first ever game of dominoes, it doesn't matter what it is, and loses, and then goes, I don't want to play anymore. You know what? Xander Harris got spooked and was like, ah, I'm going to walk in the rain, and I'm going to be hypothermic, and I'm going to have brain damage, and I will drop out of this wedding. No, you don't do that. But you had plenty like of time to review the choice. You had plenty like of time to review his choices. You don't make decisions like that on the day of the wedding.
You know what I'm saying? He's not he's seen his dad play dominoes and he played it badly. He doesn't want to play it the same way.
But he's not his dad. He's being stupid. He's just nervous.
Sure.
Just cold feet. And you know what? Willow's the worst best man ever.
Because
the best man is supposed to smack the groom upside the head when he thinks things like this and make sure and ensure that the groom stays up there. Mm-hmm. That's what the best man's supposed to do. Willow, you're the worst. Second worst, really.
Yeah. Well, she's too busy hanging out with the maid of honor.
Mm-hmm. Don't you go wow wow.
Like every wedding, right?
Yeah.
Listen.
Nope. I think Xander did a good thing in a very bad way. In a very bad way.
Can I finish my thought?
Will you stop defending Xander?
I think it's better that they didn't get married. I really do. Because
yeah,
think about how much worse. I don't know. I just think it would be 10 times worse. But, like, imagine how vengeful she would be then. I don't know.
I'm definitely not one to say, oh, just go ahead and marry her. I would, but, God, he should have done something weeks ago, months ago.
Should have broke up after the song they had together.
Yeah.
Their marriage was doomed from the beginning.
No, not their marriage.
Let me.
He got nervous. He was nervous.
Engagement was doomed from the beginning.
He was nervous. That's all it was. Nerves.
No,
he was not. He was not nervous.
He knew exactly what he was doing.
Just nerves.
I've seen. I don't know. Maybe you just don't have experience with people who come from alcoholic families, but I just see this kind of attitude a lot.
Mm.
Some people, it's a. I mean, especially people with alcoholic parents, you know, there's all sorts of psychological issues that Xander can have. And he certainly never, he doesn't address his problems. So, cause he's a big, strong man. But mm-hmm. like I said, I think if they had said, okay, let's talk about these problems for the past 6 months, then the wedding probably would have gone off fine. But yeah, I'm with Kim that it was a worse time to do it, but it's better than the day after.
Mm-hmm.
It was the last possible moment for him to do it.
And there really wasn't, I don't think he felt there was any time to speak with her beforehand, because the way he proposed was rushed, and everything leading up to it was rushed. So I don't condone what he did, but I'm glad he did it.
It reminds me of when Cordelia broke up with him on Valentine's Day. And he has that great line about the worst day to break up with somebody. Well, there's one worse day than Valentine's Day.
Yeah, your wedding day. What was when this episode aired, Robin, what was the general feeling? Were people pissed?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. We wanted our wedding episode.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not, Xander and Anya are just, like, you know, adorable together. You just, I mean, you see the cracks, but not every relationship is perfect. But it's not like, I don't know.
Did you have a feeling watching the episode that there wasn't going to be a wedding?
Well, from the beginning, it's like, it's thundering as soon as she's starting to talk about it. It almost seemed like they were playing like a little joke on it.
It becomes so tired for the show to break, have relationships that fall apart at the best possible moment.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. true.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they would just not do it this one time.
Yeah.
And they did it.
But no.
Oh. And the misery that season 6 has been, you just want something to be happy about.
Mm-hmm. Is Steph back?
Yeah.
What did you think, Stephanie, when you first watched it? Did you think that there was going to be a wedding, or did you feel like it would have been called off?
Oh, yeah. I was expecting happily ever after.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Or I would be, if there was no happily ever after, I would have been happy with the outcome if I understood where Xander was coming from, because I don't understand. I mean, yes, he had his home life was not very happy.
Mm-hmm.
But still, I just don't feel like the writing is there to explain it all.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like all of that scene where he comes back and he tells Anya, put it, like, I can't tell you what he said to her because it sounded like wah 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 wah. He didn't say anything. What did he say?
Jargon.
just words, blah.
It's my backup quote, so.
Well, you'll hear it later, Steph.
Please expect it. You know what's so funny? This is funny. Okay, Xander's future children. Okay, did y'all catch that, of course, that...
The daughter's not his.
The daughter's not his, okay? And then her ears look like clams. It's what somebody said. But anyway, the names are Josh and Sarah. And somebody put in these on these trivia websites that they were named after Josh and Sarah Michelle Gellar. But no, in the commentary, Rebecca, what's her face?
Brian Kushner.
Yeah, she says that Josh is her husband's name and Sarah is her best friend. So it didn't have anything to do with Sarah Michelle Gellar and Joss Whedon.
Oh.
She also said that she wanted to play Spike's date.
Manic.
Yeah. Let's talk about Spike. Can we talk about Spike? I was convinced he was going to show up at the wedding and ruin the wedding and act crazy, but he didn't do that.
No.
I mean, I don't know why Dawn called her a skank. I mean, I wouldn't call that person skanky myself. But
she was a skank.
No, you think so?
She was a skank.
I think that's that's terribly misogynist of you, Kim. But okay.
Well, she wasn't a very pleasant person. Dawn's first impression of her was definitely just like, "Fuck you."
Yeah, and in my commentary, I did utter the words, "Who the hell put Dawn in charge of greeting people? She's the worst." Yeah, so Spike wasn't crazy. Dawn was useless. Whatever was in that box, I'm thinking it was a kraken, a little baby kraken. A little Cthulhu light, right? A mini Cthulhu. And I was convinced we were going to have a wedding. And when old man in his gabardine showed up, I was like, oh yeah, here we go.
I thought that... Cousin Carol was going to marry Krolin.
Krolin? I think that's totally happening.
I thought that.
How
was
much fanfic
happen.
Has been written about Cousin Carol and Krolin, guys?
Oh, zero, I hope.
I bet you there's tons of it.
Well, you haven't actually seen the entire series, right? So, never know.
This is true. We never know.
Glances. They're totally getting married.
I don't know, they might be scarred by seeing this wedding so that they're not going to do weddings anymore.
Oh, give me
doubtful,
a break.
Cause cousin
you know
Carol
what, guys?
All about
last weekend I was in Pensacola for a wedding. And it was a friend of the show, Desiree, getting married to West, who's a lovely man. And he's a very good dancer, also. He always kept trying to lead, though. I didn't really like that. And I can tell you, they had one of the greatest ceremonies I've ever witnessed.
I just got that. Sorry, what were you saying?
Kim, you really need to check my Instagram. That's all I'm going to say. And all I'm going to say is that they had one of the greatest ceremonies ever. It lasted 5 minutes.
Love it.
It was fantastic. And the party was great. It was, it was wonderful. And weddings can be totally awesome and great, and they don't have to put people under a tremendous amount of pressure.
Mm-hmm.
They don't. Not at
Did
all.
Did her mom dance to Mustang Sally a million times?
I don't even know if they played that song.
Did they slow it down?
I'm sure they did. That's her mom's favorite.
You know, Steph, I think I have the exact same mirror as you have there behind you.
Yeah, it's kind of traditional.
I think I have the exact same mirror in the same frame.
You may have
guys,
the same bedroom.
Dawn found a little boyfriend.
Yeah, well,
Dawn found a little demon boyfriend. Was he just a horny kid? Is that what you said, Robin?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
The squid guy, he was a male model who worked with Cindy Crawford.
Oh, really?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
He had the
and
worst makeup.
He was like the Edward of the horned people.
Yeah.
You'll see you later,
at
Dawn.
At one point, there was another vengeance demon in the crowd. It wasn't just...
Oh, yeah, I saw her.
Yeah, some dude from Xander's family punched her out.
Yes.
Did you see that?
Yes,
they
I did.
Said in the commentary, they said that the extras actually fought.
What?
There were actual fights.
What?
On set.
No. No. People, if you do extra work, don't fight for real. It's acting. Acting.
Did you guys catch Spike's excitement when he asked Buffy if she was hurt?
Don't
his
remember
just
if I...
joy.
You know what's special about that scene?
What?
Joss wrote that whole bit. So.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Wait a second. You mean Joss hasn't been writing this whole season?
That was shocking.
like, oh, let's kind of redeem this whole relationship just a little tiny bit in this tiny little scene. That's, I mean, I really like that scene.
I think it basically sums up everything wrong with their relationship across the whole season.
Most likely. All right, email time. Bruce.
Always with a Scottish accent. Every time.
In the latest in what I call the Old Home Week series of plot points, or maybe This Is Your Life would be better, season 6 started with the return of Buffy herself, followed by Jonathan and Warren and the other one. Then came Amy and Halfrick, and then Riley. Now it's Tony and Jessica Harris, along with Dahofrin and good old Stuart Burns. Philanderer. It's almost as if everyone's pasts are catching up with them. Mazel tov! Thank you, Bruce. Bob. This is my least favorite episode of the series. Objectively, it's probably not as...
Can I just interject?
Yes, Robin. You have already.
I don't know what's more of a downer, season 6 of Buffy or season 6 of Buffy, Bob's emails to your show. I love you, Bob.
Bob says, I'll start from the beginning. This is my least favorite episode of the series. Objectively, it's probably not as bad as Reptile Boy or Where the Wild Things Are, but it's the one that offends me the most. I firmly believe that Marty Noxon doesn't care about these characters at all, other than as ways to get from one plot point to the next. Giles leaves? Check. Spike and Buffy hook up? Check. Anya and Xander break up? Check. How they get there doesn't matter. By now you know how upset James and Sarah were at how their characters were portrayed this season, but neither of those was as bad to me as Giles abandoning Buffy or this episode. We know exactly what Xander is. No special powers, not too bright, but fiercely loyal to his friends and braver than he has any reason to be. Anya, whatever her quirks, is totally loyal to Xander. Xander would be the absolute last person that would be scared off by that dream. This is the same Xander that stared down a psychotic vampire in the Zeppo. Foreshadowing something does not mean that you don't have an obligation to write something plausible. The good news is that this is the last one I will skip. I like the rest of the season. Bob.
Yay!
He's from the Dexter cast, by the way. Thank you, Bob. I would agree with Bob.
Yeah, honestly, I don't know. This episode is definitely the one that makes me the most disappointed in one of our characters, I would say. I don't know if I could say it's the worst of the series, but... boy, it really makes me upset.
Well, to be fair, Bob did call it his least favorite.
Right, I'm just commenting on that.
Yeah. Rachel Horn says, my heart hurts. I miss Giles. Rachel Sex Poodle Horn. Nikki writes, oh man, this one is so brutal on the rewatch. When you watch for the first time, the beginning feels pretty optimistic and Anya's happiness is bubbling off screen. But on rewatch, hearing all the beautiful things she has to say, seeing how excited she is, it just breaks your heart. Knowing what's coming, ouch, I love Anya, and this episode is just painful, but well done. We're definitely out of our season 6 rut, don't you think? I think it's really sweet that Buffy let Spike know it hurts just a little bit, seeing him with someone else. She may have been using him, but on some level she does care. Speaking of Spuffy, I wanted to speak to Illyrio's comments on the As You Were episode. I totally see where you're coming from on Spike being obsessed with Buffy, and I think it started as only that, but I do think he really loves her, and I think he really loved Drew, too. Especially when we look back at season 5 at moments like when he let Glory nearly beat him to death rather than give up Dawn as the key, and at the beginning of season 6, the first moment he sees Buffy alive. Wow. Yes, love, in my opinion. Or maybe I'm just a hopeless romantic. Keep being awesome, Gax. Nikki. Did we lose someone to the Sandman?
I know.
Yeah, is someone asleep? Kim, are you asleep?
I wasn't sleeping.
I thought I heard someone snoring.
I know exactly. What's going on at Steph's house? That's what I want to know.
It's not here.
I was muted. I was muted. It wasn't me.
And I think this is our last email on the subject, and then someone else can read all of the Facebook stuff. Okay. This is from Missy Pool. Hey, Gax. It's wedding time. One, I like the bridesmaids' dresses, the short sleeved ones specifically. Number two, oh my fucking god, Dawn, keep your mouth shut. She goes on and on about Spike and then blurts out that Xander is missing. Number three, to Hoffred. Guess he's looking to recruit his re-recruit his favorite daughter. Also, Holly is a delightful Bitka throughout this episode. Was that how you spell Bitka? I always spell Bitka with a K. Number four, Buffy telling Spike that it hurts a lil to see him with Tarantula, who is originally supposed to be played by episode writer Rebecca Kirshner. Number five, Willow and Tara! Less than number three. Number six, Willow referencing Homecoming when she talks with Xander in the venue's kitchen area. Also, Allie and Nikki are just amazing in that scene. Number seven, the fake future. All of those slashes are just perfect, and I can only assume that Sarah is Clem's. Ha 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 ha. Number eight, I love Anya. Number nine, I love Anya's vows. Number 10, I really, really love Anya's vows. The set she settles on before Buffy bursts in and says the Minotaur joke. Number 11, Anya's wedding dress is so beautiful. It's still, years later, my favorite TV wedding gown. And I hold on a second. Hope Williams, about to become Brady in the 1980s, had the best wedding gown. Plus, you could ride a motorcycle wearing it. Anyway. And I guess I should say a little something about how this whole thing ends. I understand what Xander did. Granted, he didn't think it through, and it could have been done prior to the walking down the aisle part, but I do understand his side of it. He doesn't want to hurt Anya like his parents hurt each other. Which, hello, finally we meet the Harrises, Anthony and Jessica. He would rather her live a long, happy life than be angry and sad with him. It's noble. He just didn't pick the right time or the right words. Because let's face it, it sort of sounds like he broke up with her. Ouch. And Anya's slow, tearful walk down the aisle is so depressing. Poor Anya. From Simone. Simone, you're wrong, but that's okay. Love you anyway. All right. Thanks for all the emails, guys. Is there any Facebook feedback?
I don't think there's any at all.
There's tons of Facebook. Let's see.
Everybody watch this episode.
Here we are. Okay. One more second. Okay. Taylor Dole says, "Grr, arg," but in a frustrated voice. I get it. Xander has parent issues and has been having doubts all season, but to walk away after finding
all series. Hey, sorry. Go on.
All season, but to walk away after finding out the future vision was fake, Gerarg. Patrick says, but theirs was a forever love. Rachel says, why didn't Buffy and Halfrek have to wear the same armadillo sleeves that Willow and Tara had on their pea green dresses? And personally, I hated the demons being all self-righteous and floppy. They were all different species and must have had some kind of link to Dohafrin, as he is the family that Anya had, which means we have to believe that they are acceptable to Dohafrin at one time. And at one time, Anyanka, and therefore probably killers or feeders of some kind. The Harrises, with the exception of Mr. Harris, are just offensive drunks. But I forget, since Angel got a spinoff, demons are suddenly all shades of black and white and without souls. So I hate that aspect of the episode. Yeah, see, like I said, I don't like the funny demons and the demons.
But demons can be totally cool.
A lot of people have a problem with
that
because
they're just different life forms.
Well, but you don't get that on this show, except for Clem. A lot of people hated Clem when he was introduced as being.
I like it better that when demons are on the fringe, where people really don't know that they're, you know, and yeah, they're explaining these as circus folk, but it's too cheesy. cheesy for me.
I think you mean cabbagey, but anyway.
So I hate that aspect of this episode. Secondly, the Xander that we know would never ever leave Anya to walk down the aisle to announce.
Damn right.
I get it was for dramatic effect, but it was at Xander's character assassination, and that wasn't cool.
Robin says, Angel got a spinoff? Hashtag creates podcast feed. Val adds, oh, sorry, Steph, go ahead.
Val Pass says, oh man, I felt so bad for Anya when she walked down the aisle crying. And also at the end when she was talking to Hoffman, she was just so crushed and broken. Damn you, Xander.
Yeah, I love how the end, it's like in blackness, you know. Yeah. They're in...
Because you don't know where de Hoffman is from.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Simone says, It's going to be hard to hear all the Xander disappointment. I guess he deserves it, but still.
But still nothing, Rachel, Simone.
Rachel says, oh, and this from Triangle. Anya, Xander, if you ever decide to go, I want a warning. You know, big flashing red lights. And one of those clocks that counts down like a bomb in a movie. And there's a whole bunch of colored wires, and I'm not sure which is the right one to cut, but I guess the green one, and then the last second. No, the red one, and then click, it stops with 0.3 seconds left, but you don't leave like that, okay? Xander says, check. Big bomb clock.
Liar.
Bob DeGran says, to me, the worst episode of the series, Xander is unrecognizable. This completely destroys his character. Simone says, I know we've had this conversation before, Bob, but is he really so unrecognizable? It seems pretty in character to me. Bob says, the Xander that risked his life in the... Oh, we've already heard this. This was in his feedback.
Mm-hmm. I love when you guys read conversations.
Okay, Rachel says...
But Xander is the heart.
The heart
does not treat loved ones this way. Ever. We've seen him scared before, but he puts his friends and loved ones first. Always. Now, Rachel, to this point, I think what a lot of people are saying is that that's actually what he's doing. And I understand that. People are saying that he's protecting Anya from a future with him. And that he's going to be a deadbeat, and he's going to be awful and terrible and this, and probably still obsessed with Buffy and all that stuff. But I still think that he just should have just stopped being a quivering wimp and just gotten married and realized that he was just having extra powerful doubts because someone used witchcraft on him to make him scared. I can't read anymore. I'm sorry.
Okay, Simone says he...
Jason.
Not me.
It was a foghorn.
She said foghorn. I'm not on a boat.
Yeah. Blue Jays win.
You ain't got your flippy floppies?
Simone says, he is the heart, but that doesn't stop him from making mistakes, which they have all made one point or another. I just feel bad for him. I think he was so blinded by the happy future with Anya that he truly wanted that when it came time to follow through, all his family shit and the fact that he's 21 kind of crushed him. And he didn't express his feelings of failure well. Rachel says, telling Anya that he isn't ready for marriage wasn't the mistake, but the way he told her and left, and the way he left made a huge ass of Parker proportions.
Yes, he's a huge ass of Parker proportions.
Proportions. Oh, Rachel.
Yeah.
Rachel, Simone says, absolutely agree that saying what he said, the way he said it, and then just leaving was a massive douche nozzle move. That is the part that I have issues with myself. However, everything else I understand and it makes sense. Harold Whalen says, usually the writers of this show ace all the big event episodes, but they failed this time. We've been waiting six seasons to finally meet Xander's family, and they were just some mean drunks. I always expected mean drunks, but I expected them to be interesting mean drunks and not just stereotypes. Plus, Xander has always been loyal and stubborn, so his decision to walk away strikes me as being out of character. The Xander I know would have stuck it out and tried to make it work.
No! He would not have. Okay, sorry, go on.
Rory wasn't mean. He was just kind of a dick.
And a perv and yeah. a total creep. Bruce says, I'm feeling better. Bruce says, I think fake vision is too simple a description of what Xander experienced. If Stuart Burns, philanderer, is to be believed, those were Xander's own subconscious fears of what his marriage was going to be like. Uh-huh. I like to think Xander would have gone ahead with the wedding if it just meant 30 plus years of misery. That's what marriage is like, right? But if there's any chance of that last vision coming true, where he is the one using the skillet upside the head argument, then nope. Better Anya should just hate him forever than risk being the one that hurts her like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what did you guys think of that last moment, like when you were in the moment of that before you realized it was
You fake? Can't swing a skillet like that if your back is shot. He's faking it for insurance. Workman's comp is what I'm telling you right now.
Heat of the moment. I had a feeling that he killed her.
Heat of the moment.
Not just hurt her.
Oh, yeah, he totally, you know.
Yep.
Gary says, I've always thought the demon played on Xander's underlying fears of what he thinks his marriage may turn out to be like. Then we have an amazing picture of Stephanie Smith.
Yeah, isn't that dress gorgeous? I love this. My favorite dress. Mm.
Work it.
Do you think that if okay,
no better work.
So say this guy really was from the future. If he hadn't shown Xander, and Xander goes through the wedding knowing that he's going to live in misery, would he have lived in misery because this guy showed it to him, or because he would really live in misery? Do you know what I mean?
He's going to live in misery because he's got something wrong with him. He's always kind of miserable. He always has been.
But in the back of his mind, he's always going to know that he's going to kill Anya.
Well, no, because he realized that he was fakey-fake. Maybe I misunderstood your question.
He didn't know.
But he was told at the end. He was told at the end.
If that was a complete... If that was actually the future, if Xander was any kind of decent person, he'd be like, all right, now I'm thank you. I have an advantage now. Now
exactly. I'm going to memorize the score from that football game I was watching.
I know that I have to, I don't know, keep a closer eye on Buffy, I guess.
Or just take some anger management, man. Like, come on.
I think
go see a therapist.
I think all of this was an eye-opener for him to realize how much he's in love with Buffy. Because it was all about how his life is miserable without her.
Interesting.
Okay. Peter Fulton says, I really hate this episode. A bad idea. Extremely poorly executed. It really killed almost all of my interest in Xander as a character. David says, I agree with Bob and Peter. It's a mean-spirited episode towards both characters and the audience.
I think what he did was heroic! Am I the only one?
Yes.
No.
Perhaps. No, apparently.
I can't.
Jason agrees with me, right?
And I never agree with you.
Tread lightly, Jason. Tread lightly.
Dylan says,
why'd you skip that?
Oh, yeah, let's go to prom. Oh my gosh, if I could go back to prom, then what I know now.
Sounds like a date. All right.
What do you know now about proms?
I would have so much more fun.
Just because you would be drunk, or more drunk, or less drunk, or...
I mean, not even that.
We'd just be super confident.
Exactly.
Just throw down.
I dated an underclassman, so I had to go to three of them. It was miserable.
Awful. Why do we even go? Anyway, okay, so Dylan says, so everyone seemed to be hitting rock bottom this season. Nutty says, I remember watching this episode and I identified with Xander. At the time, I was in a relationship while I cared about the person. He was headed for marriage and I was not feeling it. I was a lifelong commitment phobe. I didn't want to see this person that I cared about end up hating me, and I didn't want to end up like my mother either, married for no good reason and miserable. Mm-hmm. Xander is brave, and he is the heart, which is why I think it's all in character for him to freak like this. If it was risking his life, he'd do it, but he can't risk hurting Anya. Sure, he hurts her now in his head, is the logic, but he doesn't doom her to a life of misery to a point when he turns into his father and makes life hell until he is violent. That's the heart talking. Personally, I think Xander made a mistake. I think he could have handled it better and not been such a coward, but his fear took hold of him and he felt he had to end it in such a final way he could never hurt her again. He's a dipshit, but I get his action and emotions. When I was in Xander's shoes, I had nightmares about being proposed to and hurting the person I was with. It was only a couple of months later that I finally ended up with the person I was with. Sucky thing is that no matter how nice I was, how careful I planned it, I hurt him in a way that couldn't be undone. It just sucks.
Thanks for sharing.
Thanks for that.
He never Ray even says, proposed the end.
Yeah.
Ray says, such a disappointing episode. Such build up for such an underwhelming episode. I don't think it's one of the worst episodes of the series or anything as much as it is just a disappointment in what it does to Xander, the character, and Xander, Anya as a couple. This episode is just doesn't live up to all the hype and build up leading up to the wedding. Ashley says, I know a lot of people are probably going to give Xander a lot of grief for this, as fans tend to, but I actually feel really bad for him in this episode. His family is an absolute train wreck. His father just absolutely sucks. At least Buffy's dad sucks from a distance. You can see why Xander is willing to camp outside in his backyard every Christmas like an amends. Why he was afraid being in the basement. That's not the way out in Restless. And why he most likely spent most of his childhood at Willow's instead of his own home. Xander as a character to me makes more sense. I believe Xander really was ready to get married. He was genuinely happy and wanted to spend the rest of his life with Anya. Sure, he had his fears, but we all do. His problem is that his fear exploited to the extreme by someone who wanted revenge on Anyanka. What he experienced with the visions was his greatest fear of turning into his father and ruining his family by turning into a bitter, hateful, old drunk. I'm guessing him experiencing that would take more than a couple hours to process, even if you did find out that it was fake. You can't just press a resume button that easily. The problem I have is that he wasn't the one to announce that the wedding was off. After all, he's the one who called it off. My heart absolutely breaks for Anya. Xander was her world, and now her world has left her. Will she allow herself to fall back on the only other life she knows? I'm thinking about borrowing some of her wedding vows to use for my own one day, and hope that there aren't too many Buffy fans in the audience. It's not like she got to use them anyway. At this moment, I'd like my oldest sister for loving me enough to not have me look ridiculous at her wedding as her bridesmaid, Ashley. Thank you.
Spoiler alert, Anya goes on The Apprentice.
What?
And wins.
Of course. It's all about the money. And the ridiculous racism.
Not as funny. Not I think she'd throw down her business skills and win everything.
Mm-hmm. I agree. So thanks for your feedback, everyone. Do we have any more points, or are we going to rate this sucker?
If she's going to turn into like, if she's going to be like a revenge demon again, sorry, I forget the name. Does Xander have to be there for her to put a curse on him, or say Xander's in hiding and she can't find him for a while? Is it going to be like her running around Sunnydale, Ben Hill style, trying to find him?
That's a very good question.
I don't know. Guys.
Very good question.
I hope she becomes evil and she joins forces with Willow. And then Buffy also becomes evil for a few seconds.
No, she's Buffy can't become evil. Then that would ruin evil. That would ruin evil. Buffy's not allowed.
It would ruin it if Dawn was the one to bring them all back. That would be evil.
Worst.
If Dawn becomes the voice of reason. No, guys. Ugh. If that happens, I'm for sure not watching any more of this series. I mean it this time, guys.
Yeah.
Dawn may have the potential to save them all.
No, don't say those words.
And that's why we call you Snow.
And that's why it's called potential, guys.
You're all gone.
I don't find that in the least bit funny, Robin Birch.
Any of you ever again.
I don't find this in the least bit funny. At all.
What I said was worse than racism. Sorry about that.
At all.
Nothing can faze me. I just lived through the end of Dexter, so.
Oh.
Ouch.
Have you seen the end of Lost?
Yes.
I like the end of Lost.
Mm-hmm. Do you like the Blue Jays and the Maple Leafs too? So there's no accounting for taste.
It took me a while.
It took you a while to come to grips with it, Kim.
Yeah.
I have not yet done a rewatch.
I like the Lost finale right from the first.
Watching. I don't. We're into the Lost podcast. I've already said enough. You listen to the Lost Initiative. You want to hear my opinion about
listen to the Lost Initiative. We're still waiting for that reunion episode, by the way.
I still have it. I haven't edited it. It's so horrible.
Put like a sound effect on it.
Like an underground lair under a college when you did that?
So. Pardon?
Did you guys live in an underground lair under a college when you did that show?
No.
And put together a Frankenstein monster with an evil professor?
No, unfortunately.
No.
What am I missing?
It's the initiative.
When you guys finished that show, did you, Riley, finish that show?
Got it.
No. All right. Guess what I think it's time for. We clearly have nothing left to say about this episode.
I've blocked all of Riley.
We clearly have nothing left to say, right?
Correct.
All right.
Come on. Just more jokes.
Jason, how would you rate this episode, sir?
Well, I love this episode. That's why I asked to be on it at the last minute. I'm a fan of this season. I like the grinding depression. When I first watched it, I hope it wouldn't be they would give us a reprieve in this episode, but of course they didn't. So I give it 9 out of 10. Marrying your best friends.
Faux Gabby, your turn.
The emotion, it was really good. I wasn't as big of a fan of all the Harris family versus the demon family stuff going on in the background. It was supposed to be funny, but it was also like really sad, and I was getting kind of sick of it, especially from Xander's dad. Mm-hmm. And I was glad that Buffy nearly throttled him. Gosh, Anya was just so beautiful in this episode, and it's as if they were just like, all right, let's have Anya list all the things that she's looking forward to and what she appreciates and how much she's how happy she is, and then just kill it. I don't know. I was very disappointed in Xander. very, very disappointed in Xander. So yeah, it kind of ripped my heart out. So again, like Gabby, it provoked emotion. So it wasn't like I was just waiting for it to get over with and I was kind of bored. I was into it. But it did hurt me quite a bit. So I resent it for that. So I'm going to give it, I'm going to give it 7 out of 10 bull parts.
Seven out of 10
bull parts.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Kimberly?
I enjoyed this episode. I didn't feel the hatred towards Xander. Yeah, I'm upset that the wedding didn't happen. And of course, what he did is a complete douchey thing. However, I am very proud of him that he didn't go through with the wedding and then have to deal with a disaster of realizing his mistake afterwards. Again, I feel so badly for Anya. She was so excited to get married. All she wanted to do was, you know, be a real girl and get married and, you know, be with her best friend, which was so heartbreaking. Again, a lot of, like you guys were mentioning, a lot of the wedding stuff was sticky, and I thought it was like, ugh, you know? Xander's dad's a complete ugh. And I honestly, I think meeting his parents, I think it paid off because every time that he's ever mentioned his parents or whatever, they were complete assholes and they lived up to it. Well, no, his mom wasn't so much. His dad, definitely.
Mm. Well, the thing about his mother, she kept asking if she was going to be in the pictures. You know, it was all about her. So obviously she's just self-centered.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
But go ahead.
Very, very true. But yeah, I'm just babbling on about everything that we've already talked about. I honestly am so happy for the story's sake that they didn't get married. Of course, I'm not happy for what happened because it's such a terrible thing to have to deal with a wedding not happening after everyone's, you know, wants a wedding to happen. Yeah, anyways, I've babbled on too much. I'm going to give this one 10 out of... No, I won't give it 10. I'm going to give it... I was going to give it 7 out of 10 cufflinks. No. Yeah.
I now hate Xander. I think he totally wimped out.
I think
he betrayed his love.
He didn't.
That's the thing.
He loved her enough to call it off.
This is Illyrio's time.
Yeah.
I know. Whoa. Wow, I'm done.
And with everything that went on in this episode, I'm forced, I have no choice but to give it a 9 out of 10. A 9 out of 10. Why is that column so short that Xander uses to crush the Philanderer's head with? Because although I despise Xander and what he did, and I feel for my Anya, this episode was fantastically roller coaster-ish. It had funny elements. It had annoying elements. It had Spike not going insane. It had Xander's parents being, yeah, caricatures, stereotypes, but what else are they going to do? They don't have time to develop them as characters. They've been voices and ominous figures for 6 seasons. Uh-huh. They're going to show up in the wedding episode, and what are you going to do with them? Yeah, they're going to be caricatures. It's fine for me. I don't mind.
Yes.
Xander betraying the love and trust of Anya at the end was, in fact, what had to happen in this episode for there to be more drama and for it to be much more compelling and for us and for them to give us that possible Anya's going to go on the other side thing again. So it was a fantastic episode. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I hate Xander Harris. Go fuck yourself, Xander.
But if they got married, how boring.
Aww.
No, you it know? Could never be boring.
For the Steph? Story.
The other stuff's going on. It doesn't. Can't Xander and Anya just be happy?
No, because it's Sunnydale.
All right. I think this is a beautiful episode. It's so bright and the colors are gorgeous, even though it, you know, the green is a yellow green, but that's fine. Whatever. I have pleasant memories visually of this episode. I think Emma Caulfield, her acting is fantastic. And like they said on the commentary, Anya is very human in this episode. She's like the most human she's ever been.
Very, yes.
I mean, it's just so sad that her intentions and her love for Xander is so pure and passionate and strong. And I just, you know, it just did the explanation of why he walked out. It just didn't work for me. So I give it 7 out of 10 unearned dramas. Because Joss always talks about we got to earn the drama, we got to earn the plot point or whatever, and I just don't feel like it was earned.
Interesting.
Well put. Well, that's what we thought. You can let us know what you think. You can email us at
redemption, no, kidding, potentialcast at gmail.com.
You can call us with your telephone device. You might want to call us with a 5.5-inch iPhone. Maybe, potentially. 270-40-BUFFY. 270-40-BUFFY. You can follow us on Twitter at PotentialCast. You can go to PotentialCast.com and download episodes individually. Or, you know, you can subscribe to the podcast with an actual podcast app of some kind. And you can go to the Facebook group, Facebook.com/groups/PotentialCast. Keep it spoiler free. Or please. I'm going to be really, 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 really annoyed and write a post about spoilers and just annoy everyone with what I'm going to say.
Ooh, and then I can plug the potential spoilers group. Facebook.com/group/potential spoilers. We're doing a recurring characters tournament where your favorite recurring characters are fighting each other to the death to see who's the favorite recurring.
Nice.
That's awesome.
It's amazing.
That's great. Do you have it like bracket style, like March Madness? Yay.
Yep. I'll share it all in a couple years.
Last year, there was one like that on the internet for Star Wars characters. And just recently, there was one somewhere online for Saturday Night Live cast members, which was pretty neat. Yeah, poor Joe Piscopo. Hey,
eliminated early.
Steph, what are we doing next time?
Oh, next time. Normal again.
Well, I hope it's normal again.
Uh-oh.
I hope it's. Is it written by Joss Whedon?
Is it written by Joss Whedon? I don't think so.
She asked people in the group to do research for her. She doesn't really know.
Diego Gutierrez.
Diego Gutierrez?
Yes.
You know.
Sounds fantastico. Diego.
Oh,
hey, Jason.
Yes.
Thanks for being our guest.
Are we going to do quotes?
Yeah, we're going to do quotes. Hey, Jason, what's your quote?
My quote is Carol from the beginning of the episode, predicting the end of it. I'm just saying, don't build castles on the sand, because that's when life hits you with a big sack of crap and your heart breaks like a China doll.
Oh, Carol, you're so smart.
She's single.
Uncle Rory says, you don't want those. What you really want is Velcro. Did I ever tell you how that was my idea?
Mine is De Hoffren. Oh, Anyanka, I'm sorry, but you let him domesticate you. When you were a vengeance demon, you were powerful at the top of your game. You crushed men like him. It's time you got back to do what you do best, don't you think?
Dun, dun, dun.
Credit.
Is it my turn?
Yes. Sure. Yep.
I, Anya, promise to love you, to cherish you, to honor you, but not to obey you, of course, because that's anachronistic and misogynistic, and who do you think you are, like a sea captain or something?
Awesome.
Kim? My quote is, you glow. That's because the dress is radioactive. That made me literally laugh out loud.
Mm-hmm. Any more?
I have a backup.
Shut up! Yep.
Yeah.
Although it would have been funny if he was like, get out, get out, get out.
Shut up.
That would have been perfect.
It's dead. Yep. Is anyone else waiting for it to go poof? Maybe we can cover it with flowers.
Oh, yeah. It didn't go poof. I'm really supposed to be working. I'm one of the caterers.
Oh, you guys, I'm so upset that you hate Xander.
It was my trade. I used to stuff things. I still do, but only for fun.
Oh, super pervy.
Tell her what a funny guy I am, Donnie. All you have to do is sit pretty and laugh when I tell a good one. Oh.
I really hope Xander has a chance to redeem himself.
Maybe on Angel.
Uh-huh. Hey, maybe he does go to Angel for advice. Who knows?
So cool. You think the children should be raised in ignorance of our ways?
Yes.
Boo. All right. Hey, Jason.
Yes.
Thanks for being our guest. We really appreciate it. It was short notice. You won the battle to the death.
You're the first person to reply.
To a very kind of cryptic post. Guest? Question mark?
I was like, are they recording right now and they don't know where the guest is? Or I should just say something in case they're asking. Because I disliked the episode I was on last time so much. I wanted to be on one that I liked.
Well, we don't have a choice. We have to be on the ones we hate. So I'm happy that you were able to have a chance to be on one that you like. Tell us all the podcasts that you're on.
I'm on not as many now, but I'm coming up and doing an intro to X sometime soon.
Nice.
I get into the next season. I have an early episode in season 5. And
all right. I heard that podcast is about to get much better soon.
Yes, I will be the Robin on that episode.
Nice. Who's going to be Batman?
What?
What'd you say? Who's going to be Batman?
Byron Much?
Isn't that a podcast about the 1966 Batman series?
No. We missed what you said because you turned Cylon-y.
I did. Oh, then yeah. Never mind. Well, that's good to know. I think I'm going to be on the last Robin hosted episode of that show.
Yes.
Ever?
It'll be a momentous occasion. I'm setting.
You're passing the torch along because you're sick of all the negativity.
No, I'm being setting my. By
I'm oh, setting nice. My ship. I'm setting my ship's engines to warp factor snark.
I'll be back to guest though.
Nice. That's awesome. Are you gonna pretend to be a newbie?
No, I'm gonna be my usual know-it-all self.
What? That's not you at all. That's usually me. Well, thanks again, Jason. We really appreciate it. Robin, thanks for filling in for Gabby.
I fill in a lot of things.
She goes through really
That's
very frustrating times of things that she doesn't want to be doing right now. And our heart goes out to Gabby right now. She's doing really boring stuff instead of having fun with us. Yeah. Everyone, thanks for watching and listening. We hope you appreciate the show. We appreciate you listening. Hey, feel free to go to iTunes and write a review. I know that you
haven't. And make sure it's a good one.
So, no, you can write a shitty review if you want. Yeah, be honest.
No, thanks.
Right? Although why you would be listening to something you think is shitty is beyond me, and you probably have some very severe issues and you hate yourself.
I know,
but apart
right?
from that.
Well, I'm doing a podcast of the podcast, so I have to watch every episode.
Oh, my God.
True. So, yeah, feel free to write a review. I know no one has, since I've been asking. I haven't checked super recently, but, you know, hey, come on, people.
It's hard to find your show. Doesn't come up when you search Puffy.
Yeah, just type Potential Cast, the name of the podcast.
Well, if I knew the name, I wouldn't have to be trying to find it. Oh, I know how to really review. I just mean it's hard to find you when you're a new listener.
Yeah, let's see if I can change that. Okay. After a million other things I have to do. Thanks again. And until next time.
What do we have to do next week, Steph?
We did that.
We did this. Diego.
We did that, but we can do
Diego
it again.
Gutierrez,
Diego wrote
accidentally
normal again.
Was that you?
I can't.
Probably.
It must have been Kim. It's probably Kim who was snoring. I love it. It was the first time I heard you snore. Great.
Oh my God. I have to be up in 4 hours. So.
Yeah. I know. It's okay. Thanks, everyone. Until
I'm
next time. Goodbye.
Now.
Good night.
Okay, guys, I gotta go.
Yeah, I gotta do it early in the morning. Oh, God, this is my favorite song. Take a car. Favorite song of all time.
I just sang this at karaoke.
Honey, if I get restless, baby, you're not that kind. Don't go breaking my heart. You take the weight off of me. Oh, honey, when you knock on my door, ooh, I gave you my key.
All right, we ready?
Sure.
I say yes. Steph, are you ready?
I am ready.
Let's do this thing.
Let me just turn down my telly.
You mean off, right? Because you're a professional?
Yep. It's turned all the way down.
Off, because you're a pro, right?
Yeah, I can turn off. I can always look out the window.
My life, I'm a lot like you were. Old man, look at my life, I'm a lot like you were. Old man, look at my life, 24 and there's so much more. Live alone in a paradise that makes me think of two. Love lost, such a cost. Give me things that don't get lost, like a coin that won't get tossed, rolling home to you.
Look at how the time goes past, but I'm all alone.